It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Things are looking up for this crop of new college grads. I'm David Brancaccio. The strong April hiring report that we got on Friday contained good news on a lot of fronts for workers, including those about to enter new jobs and professions after spending most of the pandemic in college. The class of 2023 were the gang that got sent home freshman year in the middle of shutdowns. The job market they face now as graduating seniors is more than fully recovered, with employers nervous about a possible recession, but still desperate to hire. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Unemployment for 20 to 24-year-olds fell to 5.4% in April, the lowest it's been since 1969. Elise Gould at the Economic Policy Institute says the class of 23 is entering a job market
that is much stronger than it was just 1 year ago, stronger than it was before the pandemic even began.
After years of virtual recruitment, Mary Gatta at the National Association of Colleges and Employers says many employers showed up on campus this year.
They are planning to hire 3.9% more graduates than they did from the class of 2022.
Lily Mura graduates from college next week in Indiana and heads to law school in the fall.
I think with the labor shortage, there's a growing awareness that young people have more power in the labor market.
But this generation still worries about the high cost of living, low entry-level wages, and student debt. Emi Hinosawa also graduates later this month.
It seems like even if you have a bachelor's degree, the jobs aren't really enough to survive on your own and also pay back college loans.
Hinosawa has a job lined up teaching English in Japan. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
President Biden is set to announce new steps today to force airlines to compensate passengers when their flights are delayed or canceled. The administration has been trying to beef up consumer protections for the flying public. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
President Biden is set to announce the administration will write new rules to protect passengers during flight delays or if their flights are canceled if the airline is responsible. The rules could require airlines to provide meals and hotel rooms for stranded passengers. There's already a dashboard on the Transportation Department's website, a side-by-side listing of the benefits airlines do and do not provide. None of them give passengers any cash compensation for delays or cancellations within their control. Only three let families sit together for no charge, and only two offer credit or travel vouchers when passengers have to wait 3 hours or more for a delayed flight. The Airlines Trade Association says airlines do everything in their control to ensure flights depart and arrive on time. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
It's the busy hiring season for school districts in search of teachers for the fall, and it's a struggle, but turnover has been higher given the experience of pandemic and attractive pay outside of teaching. Just under half of schools nationally have at least one vacancy. Republican and Democratic governors across the country are pushing for higher teacher salaries. And for districts that offer bilingual instruction, some are looking for teachers outside the country. Carrie Young from Station WBUR has a Massachusetts example.
Okay.
It's early afternoon in Juliana Santos's fourth grade class in Framingham, Massachusetts, just outside of Boston. Today, her Portuguese immersion students are learning about similes and metaphors.
Então, busy as a bee, a sparkle like diamond.
Santos has been a teacher for 10 years, but she's brand new to Massachusetts. She moved from Sao Paulo, Brazil, last fall. She's here because of a new district program that recruits bilingual teachers and helps them get H-1B work visas. Everton Vargas da Costa is the district's talent acquisition coordinator.
If teachers are hard to find nowadays, bilingual teachers are harder. So when we started expanding our dual language programs, we realized we're going to have to recruit overseas because we cannot find that talent here.
Across the U.S., many school districts use the J-1 visa system to recruit foreign teachers, but that program has a 5-year time limit. Framingham's program is for H-1B visas, which can be granted for up to 6 years and opens the door for a green card application. But they're harder to get. Elementary school principal Larry Walpe says it takes a lot of patience, about 6 months, lots of paperwork, and around $5,000 for each new hire.
And I just distinctly remember being on the end of so many conversations where, this might fall through. Okay, I don't think it's going to. It's going to work. Okay, it might fall through. Okay, we'll make it happen.
Framingham Schools hired 8 teachers through this program so far. Teacher Juliana Santos says her cultural background helps her connect with the school's many Brazilian students.
The fact that I came from Brazil is way easier to understand where these students come from, where they are at now, academically speaking.
Other schools and cities are also experimenting with longer-term work visas for hard-to-staff positions, including Boston. Yusufi Vully is the mayor's deputy chief of staff.
It's a win for the city because we can't deliver excellent services when we have a labor shortage.
Vully adds more schools seem to be interested in this approach. Several neighboring cities have reached out because they are dealing with teacher shortages, too. In Framingham, Massachusetts, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.
And the Sage of Omaha was in rare form this weekend at the Berkshire Hathaway conglomerate's annual shareholder meeting, shareholder festival it was dubbed. Warren Buffett warned his shareholders that the flush period at the company is over and this year is going to be a tight one. Get used to making less, chimed in his number two, 99-year-old Charlie Munger. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.